Kia ora, ko Daniela Mawate Coxahoe. No mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. A bill transferring decision-making powers of water fluoridation has passed its second reading at Parliament, more than 4 years after it was first introduced. The Health Fluoridation of Drinking Water Amendment Bill made its first appearance under a National-led government in 2016. The 2017 general election brought a change of government, which couldn't reach agreement on the bill, so it sat on the list of things to do until now. Labour MP and Associate Minister of Health Ayesha Verrill is in charge of the bill and says it's worth revisiting why the bill is needed.
Sadly, tooth decay is not just an issue for children, but its impact on children is particularly bad. It is one of the leading causes, of preventable hospital admissions. I don't just mean trips to the dentist. I mean children younger than five being sent to hospital to have painful dental extractions. Because they're so young, they cannot reliably be made to sit still for a dental extraction, and so they are placed under general anaesthetic for a preventable condition. It is a shame. And yet we know that fluoride prevents 40% of tooth decay.
There is one major change the government would like to make to the bill through the form of a supplementary order paper, or SOP. The bill proposes district health boards, or DHBs, are given the power to decide whether water supplies should be fluoridated. Last month, the government announced that DHBs would be disestablished and replaced with a central health agency. Dr. Verrill's SOP will transfer the decision-making power to the Director General of Health instead.
Even if the government was retaining DHBs, our view would have been that the Director General is the best placed and best resourced to decide on the science of fluoridation. That's right. And this is our current situation, but also requires ongoing consideration because scientific evidence does change. So it's important we put the decision in the outside of the political realm and in the hands of someone who is resourced and able to make that expert decision.
Because the change is substantial, the SOP will be referred to the Health Select Committee to consider. The committee is a smaller group of cross-party MPs, which will invite submissions from the public on the proposal. The National Party's health spokesperson, Shane Retty, says a local view should still be considered in the decision-making process.
Remembering it was a national bill that came to the House, first of all, proposing in response to local government New Zealand that the decision-making around fluoridation move to DHBs, we agree that fluoridation should move from local authorities. We understand the supplementary order paper that is going back to Select Committee requesting a move to central government. Our position will be, we'll be seeking, depending on what comes out of Select Committee, we'll be seeking an amendment to that supplementary order paper to make sure that there is still a local voice in some shape or form.
Elizabeth Kerekere from the Green Party says they support the bill and the SOP, but they do have some concerns.
We would want to see something that's been widely consulted on with the broad health sector and, of course, the community. And, of course, Māori, because it's so often in our name that changes are made because of disparities that we have across the health issues, even if we don't particularly want those things to happen.
Sharing concerns for lack of consultation with Māori is Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāre Wapaka.
What we must maintain is the ability of tangata whenua local communities to engage with these decisions. Placing policy decisions in the hands of one government bureaucrat runs completely against te tiriti o Waitangi and our decision-making rights as tangata whenua.
The bill passed its second reading debate with all parties in support. The plan is for the bill to return back to Parliament in 2 months, with the hope that the Health Select Committee has considered the SOP, including hearing from the public. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare, you've been listening to The House. This program is produced with funding from Parliament. Mā te wā.